Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday.
All right, that is right. This is the last Monday. Getting ready to go into the a new month. April 1st will be here on Wednesday. If I'm not with Thursday, I'm sorry, on Thursday. Thursday. That's correct. Well, first and foremost, we just, again, we want to thank everyone. I want to give thanks and a shout out to my sponsors, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Pizza Hut, Outback Steakhouse, Brentwood Publishing, and all the sponsors that help us and help us do what we do. And tonight we're going to do a recap of our revival we've had the month of March. The first part of the revival was March 5th, 6th, 7th. And we just did the last part over the weekend, the 26th, 27th.
Amen.
Great weekend. It was a, the word was very rich. Friday night, Richard Taylor. Saturday, Minister Tobert. And then closes out with Evangelist Staton on Sunday. And I'm going to tell you what, it was a great word. It was a great revival, and I'm going to get into depth about it because part of what we're going to talk about a little bit today, we're not going to be on long today. I have a couple announcements, and the announcements, we got some breaking news, and I'm going to do something a little different today than what I normally do, but we have some news I'm going to talk about here in a little bit, and it is just how the Lord is blessing us, how the Lord is moving us to a different level. And with that being said, it's just a great weekend. So before I get started and talking about the weekend, Kay, what was your experience? Because Kay was there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I just want to get her intake on what she thought of the three-day revival.
If I can go back to the beginning, I missed the first night because I was at work, but I did capture all the other nights that we did it, whether it was at the beginning of the month or over this weekend. So initially we started out, I missed Friday night. So Saturday night, you talked about crossing over. And we're supposed to be crossing over with a praise and not a complaint. So that started us out on that Saturday.
And then warning. Driver Thomas detected.
And the bishop came back on that Sunday, where do you stand? Whose side are you on? And he was talking about serving the Lord. Elder Taylor came back this past Friday, where are you standing in his presence? So we talked about being in the Lord's presence on Friday. And Minister Tolbert blessed us on Saturday, set up to be set free, which was awesome. That was a great service on Saturday. And then Evangelist Stan, she just gave us a home run on yesterday talking about revival and what is revival. And, you know, it says that which was dead has been revived. So throughout the whole process, and she was illustrating the chest compressions, and we should be reviving each other. That's what we need to be doing. We're too busy walking around worrying about ourselves when we got so many people out here that need to be revived. So it was an awesome, awesome revival. So if you missed it, I'm sure you can find it again on one of the social media networks. But I really enjoyed it, being there every night this weekend. But that's my reason.
Okay. You know, again, it was great. And we had some great testimonies. I believe the first Friday night we had a Sister Winston testify. Just want to send her a shout out and thank her for her testimony. And then on Friday night we had another terrific testimony for Sister Fairney. I don't want to mess it up.
It's
the Asha. Asha. Say it again. Asha. I just don't want to mess up people's name, so I got to have my wife correct me because I'd be saying everything but that. But Sister Asha did her testimony. I still got comments coming from me from my email about her testimony. The thing about that was a young person who's been through a lot and is willing to come out and testify about the Lord. That was just a great testimony to her and what she's doing and where she's going. And it was just, to me, it was just great. And then this past weekend, Minister Tolbert, Minister Taylor, Elder Taylor, Minister Tolbert, and Evangelist Stanton just, you know, they put the icing on the cake. So I really do appreciate them for coming out as well to support us and for everyone that was there in person that came out. I just want to say thank you. It means a lot to me and to what we're hitting on at Chaos. And I'm going to talk about some news we have coming up because we are going to another level. And I just want to just thank you for your support. It's not the last one we're going to do. We're going to do another one. And I'm in talks with doing something with the ladies because it just seems like, I don't know, and it's open for discussion, but I'm thinking about putting together a revival with the ladies, bringing forth the word. It's just a different, to me it's different. I enjoy it, and we have some firecracker women in our church, and I just know some, not just in our church, but also my wife's part of a prayer group on Thursday nights. I would love to include them in the next one that I have as well. So I'm going to be working on that in the near future. if you're listening, then that's where we're going to try to go.
Man.
That's where we're gonna try to go. So, but as far as I'm concerned about what we did on this past weekend, there was a lot of distractions, and I'm going to talk about the distractions. I'm going to talk about how we were still able to overcome and where do we go from here. You know, the theme of the revival is where do you stand? And, you know, again, Friday night, Elder Taylor in the presence of the Lord, you know, Saturday was Minister Tobert to be set up, to be set free. And then, you know, Evangelist Stan just, you know, she just took it to a whole nother level about the CPR to be revived. That it was just an awesome word. I actually came home yesterday full spiritually, and it felt like I ate and I hadn't eaten anything, but it was like I had a full course meal and all I wanted to do was lay down and go to sleep. Spiritually, it was just I was just full. So again, I just want to thank everyone for their participation. Minister or Dr. McCant, that was the first Friday night. Myself on the Saturday, and then Bishop on that Sunday, you know, just thank them as well. I want to give everyone a props and everything. But the question I have for you, Kay, is where do we go from here? And I'm asking the question not for you to give me an answer back, but just what we heard from last week or yesterday or even Saturday or even Friday, you know, you can pick a day. Where do we go from here? We've been revived. We've heard the word. We received a word. But are we going to keep it inside the four walls? Or are we just going to say, oh, that was a good message? Use our highlighter, walk, write down the scriptures in our Bible and be like, that was a good word, and move on. And the question is, when you be revived, it should make you want to go out and do more. It should want to take you to go to another level within yourself. I'm not talking about the church. I'm not talking about what the church is doing or what the church is. Individuals, we should be going out. It just gave me a revived spirit to go out and do more. What I heard yesterday was there's a lot of people I know that needs CPR, that needs to be revived. And it's up to us, not the church, not the pastors or the leaders, is to revive them. Ask them, do they need help? That's what I got out of it. I don't know about you, Kay, but that's what I got out of yesterday. Do you need help? And there's a lot of people within our families, our neighbors, and our coworkers who are laying out there that need CPR. And we walk right past them day by day, and we don't stop and ask them. And that falls on us. You can't blame nobody but ourselves for that. That's what I took out of it. What about you? Okay, we lost you.
I'm sorry. I had my phone on mute. I apologize. But what I was saying was, a lot of the times when you hear people say that, it's more like you think somebody is having their hand out and it's a financial situation, when actuality, a lot of people just need a kind word. A lot of people just need you to listen without passing judgment. Just be a listening ear to somebody. But we do got to get out there and actually see people through the lens of Christ and not just through what we see. And I'm guilty because a lot of times I'm running somewhere. I just need to get in, get out, and I need to get back. So I'm guilty with not taking the time to actually see what's going on. I don't go many places. I go to Walmart all the time, though. So in Wally World, I'm pretty sure I could be doing more. So we just need to open our eyes and just be more vigilant when it comes to, you know, sharing the love of Christ with somebody. Just listen to them talk. And we can't hug anybody anymore, but, you know, give them a nice head nod or something. Let them know, hey, I see you. So I think we can be doing more.
Okay, it's just, you know.
Because if you know everybody in your circle, and you're not reaching out to anybody outside your circle, then we're failing. We're not doing what we're supposed to do. I can easily say, oh yeah, I call sister so and so, or I call brother so and so. I can easily say the people that I know, but we need to reach out to the people that we don't know, the people that don't look like us. I mean, we need to be reaching out. Period.
Yeah, definitely we need to reach out, and that's what I got. So I want to first say that because of what I heard, I am ready to go to another level. I'm excited. I'm excited about what happened to us today. And since I've been part of Praise Tabernacle for a little over a year now, we have been, and you know, don't say it to brag, but if you'd have known me before to now, spiritually I wasn't doing anything. I was just going through the motions. And now, you know, it's like a full-time job working for the Lord, and I love it. Because today, you know, people heard, first of all, let me say this. I want to apologize for anyone that tried to listen on Blog Talk. And the sound was, we are working on that. We are in a new building in the facilities. I know you can hear the preaching, but when the music kicks in, the sound is sorted. So we want to apologize for that. And on Friday, we had a lot of technical difficulties with the Blog Talk. So I want to apologize for that. On Saturday, we had some issues inside the building, and I want to apologize for that as well. It was just a distraction, and the devil thought that he was going to stop the word from going out. But the word went out, and I got a ton of emails, and a lot of them, majority of them was positive, to the point where something happened today. We've been offered to go over to London to minister. It just happened today. I'm excited, and y'all know me, I can't hold water. And it's because of what we do on Mondays, on Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and Sundays is the reason that this opportunity has been offered for us to go over there next year. And I did mention it to the pastor and kind of blew him away a little bit. They want us to be there. And I'm excited about that. And everyone that participates on Blog Talk, whether it's Tuesday night Bible study, you had a big part in having this happen. If you're supportive on Thursday night, you had a big part of this happening for us. And then again, on Mondays, I can't say enough from where we were last year this time to right now for us to be able to go in the ministry. And I believe it's two nursing homes and a community center over there. And they're going to pay for us to come over there. And that, to me, is a blessing. There's no other church. It's just people who are reaching out that listen to us on a weekly basis that want us to be a part of them. And for us to be a part of them and for them to be a part of us. It's a blessing. That just floored me today. I haven't really been able to move because my body isn't numb. But not just that, a couple weeks ago, Evangelist Stanton, I told her I was going to talk, I don't know if she's listening, but Evangelist Stanton taught a Bible study. And if you heard her yesterday, you know, it just seemed like every time she speaks, she goes to another level. And you know, there's another church of Warren, Believers Church in Warren, Ohio. Pastor Joe took that message on Tuesday night that she did the Bible study on about the avatars and about burning sage and all of that, and he had his whole minister team listen to the Bible study, not only listen to it but learn from it. To teach their congregation. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on that we ought to be happy about, but it also stirs something up in me like, wow, I can still be doing more than what I'm doing. It's good to preach. It's good to teach. It's very hard, and it takes a lot out of you. But when you see the results like I'm seeing results, and people are asking for us, not counting the people who've been blessed and saved and healed and have turned their life around, that's another avenue of it as well. And I'm just happy that, you know, I'm a part of Praise Tabernacle for the bishop and first lady and all of the elders, all of the ministers and the deacons and, you know, just a lot of good people. I couldn't say a lot yesterday because we were pressed for time, and I didn't want to take anything away from the preacher, but just, you know, the stands, evangelist stand, deacon stand has been a blessing to me and my wife. Everyone has been a blessing. But when you surround yourself around good people, you just go to another level. There was a thing I saw on social media is if you hang around 5 millionaires, you'll become a 6 millionaire just from hanging around them. And I believe if you hang around the right people of God, that you will go to another level in the Lord. I feel it. I'm excited about it. And I just wanted to come on today, not to try to teach something or do anything, but to give that announcement. We've been offered to go to London, and I'm hoping the pastor and his wife accept. There's just a few issues. Brother Oliver, yes, me. I never flew that long before, and that's my only hang up for just saying, yeah, let's go. So with that being said, is you know, pray for me that, you know, I get over my fears to go do the work of the Lord. My wife was game for it. She's like, yeah, let's go.
Amen.
How long is this flight? And, you know, it's new for us. I'm sure it's going to be new for the bishop and his wife to get on a plane and go to a different country. I mean, we got to get passports and everything to minister the gospel from right here, from little old Lawrenceville over to London in 2022. And they said, just tell us the time you're coming, and we'll set everything up for you. So to me, that's a blessing. And again, I'm sharing it with everyone on Blog Talk, because if you don't listen, if you don't comment, then, you know, we never will be able to do what we're doing. So for all the teachers and preachers that come on here, you're not just ministering to 5 and 6 people. You're ministering to people worldwide, from Atlanta all the way to the West Coast, all the way over to the places that we're at. Even though the time is late, we're still being heard. And again, I just want to say thank you. I ain't going to be long-winded tonight. I'm not going to say a whole lot. I just want to say thank you. I guess, and I just really speak from the heart, and, you know, I don't want to, the whole revival was good. Everything was great. But, you know, Saturday night, you know, I thought, you know, Saturday night, I thought that was a great night by Minister Tolbert. He said it was his first time doing a revival, and it shouldn't be his last one. It shouldn't be his last one. Mm-hmm. And he handled the distractions so well that, you know, I was
so
really
well.
Impressed because he didn't waver. He didn't miss anything. So, it just shows a lot of maturity on his angle. And then, you know, I think we talked about this all day yesterday was Evangelist Stanton's message, because it was like she was all up in our house. And I mean, she was up in our house. And I know it was nothing but the Holy Spirit for that message. And it was such a blessing to hear the way she did it, because she said some things that my wife do. My wife, the way she cleans the house and she gets the dust is you. I mean, she was just in here, and it was like that message was for me and my wife by ourselves. Nobody else. It was like it was just for us. I know everyone else is blessed for it, but when you get a word like that, it seemed like week after week after week, that's the Lord showing you that you're in the right place. And we don't want to stop here. We want to keep going higher and higher and higher in the Lord. So I just want to thank everyone that came out, everyone that, that participated in it. And hopefully the next one we have, again, I get a lot of powerful response from the women. And I get a lot of the men that look at, you know, they don't, it seems like, I shouldn't say this, but I'm not talking about people at my church, but just people that listen to it, the men, the ministers, the pastors, they don't want to give the women their props. And they do, but they do it biting their tongue. They just can't say that was a bad word. They can't say that was awesome. You know, they want to ask questions. What school did they go to? What's, you know, it's the little stuff, little comments like that that kind of make me a little upset, but I understand it because, you know, some men just don't believe that women can preach. But that's a story for a different day. Got one more now,
you know,
to make. Go ahead.
You know, what I've learned throughout this last year, I come from a place where it's not a lot of, I'm not singling out any church when I say this. I'm just saying in my past, period. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that go on in the house of the Lord where it's more like a isolation thing where it's just certain people can do certain things and anybody outside of that can't do anything. It's like you're not you just can't do it because you're not qualified to do it. And so this past year has shown me, not only did the Lord qualify me, he qualifies so many people. And I am grateful for PCC because the bishop and the first lady, they have a platform where they're not, it's not an isolated thing. They're using the people that God has given them in his house. And what I like about it is it makes you want to do more. It makes you want to do better. It makes it just the desire just it pushes you to do better, to do greater. And when you have a team of people that are bringing out so many different things that you never really look at that way, and it's like, whoa, thank you, Lord, because we all want to grow. And we all want to advance the kingdom of God, and we can't advance the kingdom of God by ourselves. And you know, isolation it's a selfishness to that, and it hinders our spiritual growth. So I am grateful that the Lord has placed us in a church where you can grow, you can learn. Ain't nobody looking at you sideways like, who you think you are, what are you doing? If anything, they're encouraging you and they're pushing you. So it's like strength doesn't come in isolation. Lack of community has sapped our strength. And because we don't have all the community, you know, because of the way that the pandemic came and everybody shut down and things aren't as, you know, back to normal, it hinders what people are trying to do in the community. And that saps our strength. And how we get strength is by building up one another. So what I love is that they build up each other. Everybody has a platform, and it's just beautiful. And I want to encourage the anybody that's out there that is trying to do stuff and they're feeling like their point is not getting across or they're not getting to where God has them to be. I just want you to know that you were created for a purpose. And anything that you do, God will make a way if you put your trust in him. Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Don't give up. You are good enough. You do enough. He sees you. You know, the Lord is with you. He cares all about you, and, you know, you're his blood. He won't give up on you, so just keep going, keep doing his work. Even if it doesn't look like you're getting anywhere, God sees you. So just keep going. That's what I wanted to say. Go ahead, husband. All right.
You pretty much said it
well
with the scripture. I'm here. You said it well with the scripture and everything. I believe we're on a slight delay. So We're good, and like what you just said was well said in place. Again, we're not going to hold everyone long tonight because another announcement I got to make is we, you know, I'm telling you about our London, where the Lord is taking us to, like I said, to another level on that one end of it. But on the other end of it, you know, and it, like she just said, the platform for us to grow, D&K will be live this Sunday morning at Praise Tabernacle Church. So pray for us. It's going to be a little different. But we will be bringing forth the word on Sunday morning. And it was when I asked the pastor, he said, you know, that's Easter Sunday. And he looked at me like I was crazy. And he said, "And?" I said, "Okay." And me and my wife, you know, we try to break away from tradition, but, you know, that's one of the biggest Sundays.
Well, let me add my little 2 cent into this little scenario right here. So keep it real. I went on a women's retreat, and that was 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, hold on, we're supposed to do what in 2 weeks? So I kind of like gave, like, I don't know if I can do that because, you know, like you said, tradition. And I'm like, that's not what I'm supposed to be talking on for Easter. That's I could talk any other Sunday, but Easter, that's not a place where I'm supposed to be doing this. So that was my part of the situation because I wasn't, I don't want to say I wasn't on board, but I told him, give me a minute, let me think about it. Did I not?
You said it. You said, I wasn't going to tell all your business, but yeah, you said that. Give you
hey,
a minute.
Hey, we got to keep it real.
And,
I keep faking it to people. It's real.
No, no. Well, the thing about it is that she was very, a lot of you don't know my wife, and when she can't talk and she gets to stuttering, it's like she's just in a nervous, she just don't know what to say or do. I'm cool with it because, again, where we were when we first came to the church and where we are now, and if the pastor sees fit for to put us up on an Easter Sunday, if he trusts us enough, then evidently, and he's our leader, evidently he sees something and the Lord is talking to him. It ain't got nothing to do with this, that, or the other. It's just, you know, being used by the Lord. And I think that what we have planned for Sunday is going to be a great, great word and a great lesson. So pray for us. But I'm also going to tell you, you're going to enjoy what you hear on Sunday because of where we are spiritually. And again, I got to thank everyone from Praise Tabernacle for helping us because you're pushing us to new heights. Evangelist, I know Evangelist Stanton and the First Lady and even Evangelist Bluette has been a role model for my wife. And she looks up and she can gain a lot. So even though a little bit when she says she was nervous and this, it was just temporary. It's just for a minute. And once spiritually she gets on board, she's fine.
She's a great support.
I got a lot on my mind right now. I got London looking at me right in my face. I really have been numb by that. I've been asked to speak at a lot of churches. I've been asked to do a lot of things, but this is something that I've never dreamed of. And I'm excited because I didn't do this myself. The Lord is opening up doors, and I'm excited about it. And for the team that I have around me that's pushing me, you just don't know how hard I study and how hard I'm trying to be a better presenter of the gospel. It's going to come out the way the Lord wants it to come out, but I am, you know, trying to go to another level. Not to please people, not to please anybody, but, you know, at the end of the day, I want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what I'm striving for. And this right now is an opportunity that he created for us. And even on Sunday, it's a great opportunity because of where I've been to be able to be able to preach. And when they found out, and I'm just, you know, share testimony, I'm going to get out of here. When they found out I had leukemia and cancer, you know, the first thing they tell me, you know, once you get diagnosed with a condition, you know, the Lord has totally healed me from it. And being healed from cancer, there's no trace that I ever even had it, which is a blessing. But because all of the chemo and the radiation, it causes other things with your body that can't get you worked up, you know, because this will have, there's so many different things. But I'm going to continue to do what the Lord has called me to do, the way he called me to do it. I only know one way, and that's to be real and give it to everyone the way the Lord has given it to me. I know people think, like, when we started this Bible, D&K Bible Break, we had no idea it was going to take us. And when we joined Praise Tabernacle Church, we didn't think it was going to take us here. So with all that being said, I just want to thank everyone for their support, everyone for their prayers, and just for welcoming me and my wife to be a part of your team. With that being said, because it wasn't for Jens, we wouldn't be where we're at tonight. And, you know, this London thing is a big thing. This is a big thing. And, you know, I'm kind of speechless. And if you can believe that, as much as I talk, I'm, you know, really don't have really too much more else to say. It was a bombshell today. Yeah, I know. Well, I am right now. And I hope that y'all enjoy it. And I hope that you enjoy what we have coming up, the things we're going to be working on coming up, because it's going to be awesome. And the Lord is working with me on some things right now. So just continue to pray for us and continue to, I would like to say, support. If y'all got anything going on, please let us know, because we will support it. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about the lessons that we've learned over this revival is we should be doing more. We should be setting up people to be set free. We should be a part of the setup so they can get set free. We should be part of the people walking around, seeing people that needs to be revived. We should be able to revive them. We got them in our family. We got them on our jobs. Also standing in the presence of God. You know, if you're in his presence, you're doing his will. If you're doing his will, you're serving him in some type of capacity. But if you're waiting on the bishop to tell you to do this and to do that and to do this and do that, you're going to be waiting a long time. And I understand that. I'm going to say this, and wife, I'm going to let you take us home. I've only known the bishop for about a year. And he seems like he's a pretty good, understanding person. So if you tell him you can't do something, I'm quite sure he'll be like, okay, and be understanding, and you'll feel good about it because he's saying it's okay, you don't have to do it. But he's human. If the Lord is asking you to do something and you can't do it, and it's okay with the bishop, because he's going to anyone and say, you can't do it, we get it. But can you honestly look the Lord in the face and say, you don't have the time to do it? Can you honestly look the Lord in the face? You can look me in the face all day long, I just ain't got time. Or you don't know what I'm doing behind closed doors. No, I don't know what anyone's doing behind closed doors. But if we're doing ministry, we ought to be working together. And that's all what I'm trying to say. So you can make excuses and they sound good and feel good to people, but can you honestly do it to the Lord and say, like, Lord, I can't do it? Because looking at me in my face, you know, you can tell me anything and I can believe it. But can you do it with the Lord? And that's really all that I want to say. And with all the word we hear, the rich word on Tuesday night, Thursday night, Sunday, all that we hear, it just seems like we got to be on fire, that someone should have something going on all the time. It don't necessarily have to be a revival. It don't necessarily have to be walking around there. We should be coming together to help do something. And to be honest with you, if whatever, when I say this D&K Bible Break, this is something that was birthed on Corona for me and my wife to do, to have church at home, to shut our house down so we can give a word. Whether you agree with it, disagree with it, it's just our way of showing the Lord, we still want to serve you, even if it's wrong, even if it's right, even if people's feelings get hurt. It's just our way, because at the end of the day, we want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful. So this is what we do. And me and her have to do more in the community. We have to do more in the church. We have to do more. It's just not because we do this and we do that that we're done. We don't do enough. And I'm speaking for me and we don't do enough. And if we can do more, then that's what we're going to do. And it's not about doing it and bragging about it. It's just about doing it in just a way of life. And this is becoming a way of life for us. People say, well, y'all boring. Y'all don't do nothing but go to church. And today, the Lord just looked at me like, all them people that say, y'all don't do nothing, y'all boring, y'all square. And here, some people are going to ask us to come to London. To be different. We got to get a passport to travel, to do the Lord's will. And we boring. I can go on and on about this. It's just, you just don't understand how that hit me, that someone will reach out to me and ask for me and my wife and our bishop and them to come on over to London. Paid trip. Paid.
Amen.
I'm done. I'm done. And I just
want to share something real quick. As I stated, I went to a women's retreat like 2 weeks ago. And during the retreat, you know, we had times where we sit quietly and, you know, just sit in the presence of the Lord. And I wrote something down I want to share with you all. And it kind of goes with what you're saying as far as, you know, we got to trust the Lord. Trust the Lord to, you know, he's gonna do the increase. So if you can just picture this, it's a pool of clear water, deeply filled. We float on the top, and we never, or we're too scared to trust God to go deeper. The water is clear, but we have to see through the lens of Christ. The enemy has us seeing deep, dark, murky water, and we are afraid to go deeper because we don't know or we can't see what lies beneath. But God is wanting us to trust him to lead the way. And when you were talking, I'm like, okay, a lot of the times we don't know what to expect. We don't know the outcome of a situation. We may talk to somebody. We don't know how that story ended. And a lot of the times we just need to continue to do the work. At the end of the day, the Lord will do the rest, but we got to keep trusting him. And by you mentioning this trip to London, that's an opportunity to go somewhere to minister to people. And it's like you just have to trust God along the way because he's going to open doors that no man can open, and he will close some doors that no man can close, I think, if I'm saying it right, or that are meant to be closed. So we just got to trust him no matter what and just keep our eyes on what he's calling us to do because, like you said, the enemy will try to distract us. And he will try his best to distract us. But at the end of the day, if we keep on just focus on him, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. And just know that God has a plan for your life and there is a purpose. So just keep trusting him. That's all I want to say. Are we
all right,
closing
well,
out?
Is that well said? Yeah, well, yeah. I just want to give my weekly schedule. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. we have Praise Tabernacle Bible Study, which is headed by Elder Richard Taylor. He'll be the MC for tomorrow's Bible study. I'm not sure who's teaching tomorrow, but Tuesday night Bible study is at 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. And then on Thursday night, we have Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries right here at 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, same phone number, same website, same time. Only difference is they're on Facebook Live on Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville. That's their Facebook page. Also on Sunday morning, we have Praise Tabernacle Praise Church service is church service live at 9 a.m. We would like for you to join us there right here on Blog Talk Radio again. And again, same phone number. And it's at 9 a.m. on Facebook Live as well, Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville. That's how you get to their Facebook page, and you can watch it live. And I'm just telling you, with all the other shows we got, I'm not going to run them all down because I don't want to confuse anybody. But just to support what's going on here on Chaos Blog Talk, if you just listen, you don't necessarily got to agree with everything. And we would love to send out an invitation for any married couple or anybody. If you want to come on D&K Bible Break and you want to lead a lesson, please feel free. We have no issues with it. You know, anyone from Praise Tabernacle Church that would like to do it, the opportunity is there.
Amen.
Now, I know I'm opening up some doors because I get a lot of crazy emails, you know, but anybody, you know, with spiritual sense that like to come on, feel free. You know, we're not going to hold anybody back. And then again, it's just not a handful of people listening. There's thousands of people who love to get on because if you notice, we're going old school. Radio was real big back in the day. And today with people not wanting to go out because of the pandemic, all they got to do is call a number and listen. You don't know how big of a blessing that is for a lot of people. So, and what our sound is being pretty good right now, it's just when the music kicks in and we're in a different building than where we're in on Thursday night, is we're working on that. Also, I gave the dates. And for those that are Praise Tabernacle, you see the cameraman there on Sundays. And wonder what's going on with that. Well, we're working on live streaming on all social media sites, not just Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. At the same time, every service we want to do a live stream. And we're also working on a few cable networks that we can just put our services on TV and call it a day. So we want to have the professional look. So what we did yesterday, at some point in the next week or two, you'll be able to hear Evangelist Stanton, not just on YouTube, not just on Facebook, not just on Instagram. You'll be able to hear the message all over. And the video is very well edited for TV. So that's why the camera people are there. You know, it's very expensive to have the cameraman there. I just want you to know. But it's not costing Praise Tabernacle one penny.
Amen.
One penny. And I'm glad that, you know, we can be a service and it doesn't cost. Because when you start talking about money, people, you know, get a little different on you. Not saying that they would, but, you know, everyone don't have money at this time. And the Lord is blessing us and our sponsors. That's why I give them a lot of credit, because they're keeping everything afloat. They helped out with the T-shirts, with the cost of the T-shirts. They helped out with the cost of my Chaos hoodies and stuff that you guys see me wearing. And, you know, I just want to thank them again, because the Lord is opening doors and doing things that we can't imagine. Just like he fed the 5,000. With two fish and five loaves. We don't know how that happened because the Lord did it. So people, don't ask me how stuff is happening, because I can't give you an explanation. And I'm getting ready to close. I'm having my wife close it out. But I got a phone call today. After my phone call was over, my wife works from home, so she has an office upstairs. I run up and tell her, because I was just excited. It just happens just that quick. Boom. Elder Oliver, we enjoy you. We want to get you over here sooner than later. Can we work on next year? I said, what does that mean? So we'll give you airline tickets. We get 4 yards. Come on over here, and this is what we do. You have the itinerary. And I'm like, okay. I'm still numb by that phone call. So y'all pray for me. So I couldn't come on here and try to teach anything because I'm numb, because that's just God. All the things that we go through, God opens up a door and just being obedient. So, again, I thank everyone, and everyone plays a part in it. So, again, for all those that taught or preached on a revival, thank you. And that's all I got. And I'm going to ask my wife to take us out. Don't forget, join us tomorrow, 7 p.m., same online site and same phone number. Go ahead, Key.
Amen. Father God, we come to unite to you tonight, thanking you for all that you've done. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for keeping us on this day. Thank you for allowing your will to be done in our life. We ask that you continue to just flow through us and drench us in your Spirit. We ask that you just look out for everyone that's on this line tonight, anyone that's listening. Go into their households right now, Lord Jesus, and have your way. Let your will be done. Meet their needs, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good night, everyone.
We want to go back to the old school for a minute. Hand clapping and toe tapping. We want to visit our friends over in Chicago, Sister Albert.